Boris's 2020 Vision, A Decade of Growth, Prosperity, and Brexit. By Victoria Friedman on January 1, 2020. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said 2020 will be the year Brexit finally gets delivered and pledged no more elections or referendums in his New Year message. In a recorded address posted to social media, the Conservative Prime Minister said, "As we say goodbye to 2019, let's also bid farewell to the division, the rancor, the uncertainty, which has held this country back for too long. 2020 is upon us, and now we have an opportunity to unite as a country and move forward together. I want you to know I'm going to be working my socks off to deliver on your priorities and to make this the year we unleash Britain's potential." He continued, "Of course, we start this month by getting Brexit done. On the 31st, we'll be out of the EU, free to chart our own course as a sovereign nation, taking back control of our money, our laws, our borders, and our trade. And with that certainty, we will restore confidence for people and businesses and help unleash a pent-up tidal wave of investment. And of course, this year, 2020, I promise no more elections, no more referendums," he added. "I know there is an incredible future ahead for this country. Let's make this the moment when we put the divisions behind us. Let's come together and go forward with confidence into the 20s. An exhilarating decade of growth, prosperity, and opportunity. Together, folks, let's make 2020 the start of something special," the Prime Minister concluded. Mr. Johnson's New Year message, where he hailed the United Kingdom as the greatest place on earth, struck a far more optimistic tone than that of Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, who sought to continue stirring division in the country by declaring his party was the resistance to Boris Johnson, which will fight the Conservative government's policies from the backbenches. Last month, the Prime Minister won the general election with an 80-seat majority, the Conservative Party's largest majority since Margaret Thatcher was returned to power in 1987, with Corbyn's Labour facing its worst defeat since 1935. The Conservatives won with the support of working-class Labour leavers in the North and Wales, who switched allegiances in the December 12 poll after two decades of Labour policies, formed from under the leaderships of the globalist progressive Tony Blair to the socialist Jeremy Corbyn, which left voters in the heartlands feeling abandoned and betrayed.